Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We're joining with Dave down there in Nevada there here on Frequency with Keith Rogers. So, Dave, sorry to cut you off right there at the last there. So, go ahead. What was your thought, young man?
Oh, no, you're good. I just wanted to make a comment about this idea of a wall. And what I'm about to say is that it's not absolute that you have to have a physical wall. I'm not saying don't build a wall, but it's not an absolute that you need a wall to secure a border. And I can give a very clear example of this. In Korea, they have a zone. It's called the DMZ. It's a demilitarized zone. And there is no wall there.
It's mine. That's why.
Nothing. What's that? What's that?
It's mine. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. So what I'm saying is that You don't have to have a wall. You have to have some kind of what I'm saying is that there has to be some kind of risk if you cross a certain line of death, either mines or shoot to kill orders, and that's right. That's going to stop any individual from even approaching that border. And I know this for a fact because there have been stories of Korean citizens even coming into, like, certain vague areas of that border, they're shot, killed, and no one says a word. Because why? They say, well, you went into a vague area, and no one messes around, even in that vague area. And that's why. Go ahead.
Well, I say there's a good thesis for you. Since Israel gets $38 billion, why don't they just have those snipers from Israel come down there? They're good at shooting women and children and stuff like that, you know? Let them earn their pay.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
they don't care about life anyway.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You don't necessarily have to have a physical wall. There are so many other means of preventing this thing. This whole language of using a wall, I think it's a diversion.
Dave, listen to this. It is a diversion, and I'll tell you why. See, this puts America's front wars at closer to home. Remember, Fast and Furious, they armed the cartels. The DHS struck deals to allow drugs to come in this country. We have the DHS Century Members Program that allows all these vetted members to funnel these drugs. I mean, this is something on our back door. That's why the media goes crazy when they see children in cages and stuff. However, the sanitized media does not show it when the U.S. is blowing up Raqqa or something like that over there, blowing up Baghdad, whatever. I mean, all you see is pictures from afar, usually done at night because the fireworks are great. Those old generals love that, you know. But, you know, Americans don't see firsthand from afar what's really going on. And this brings America's cartel drug wars from Oliver North's days forward, even the Vietnam, if you want to go that far. But it brings home what America's been doing and causing, just like I mentioned earlier, when they talk about, oh, those poor starving people down in Venezuela. Yeah, but two administrations caused this. But see, this brings people closer to home.
Yes, it does. And
I was going to say, that one guy asked me, why in the hell do people want to come to America anyway? I says, because it's the only place not being bombed. And then I paused and said, yet?
Yeah, for you now.
Know, for now.
And the difference is here in the States is that the warfare is here. It's just on a lower level.
Right.
On a lower frequency. And it's spread out, and which makes it difficult for the average person to see it. But the thing is, if they really wanted to stop drugs from coming into their country, they could stop it within one week.
Sure.
1 week, there would be no cocaine, there would be no marijuana, or no whatever drug that they wanted to stop. It would stop immediately if they wanted
But they don't want to stop it because it funds the local courts, the city stuff. I mean, we're back at the same issue, Dave. It was just brought out here that U.S. law enforcement killed 1,000 Americans last year. In lieu of that, well, law enforcement down in California was getting pets, dogs and stuff like that from this shelter and using those for target practice. Well, why do they just send the U.S. law enforcement down there to kill someone else other than Americans?
I don't know.
I mean, it's so absurd. I mean, that we have to sit here, and then suddenly in the last, say, 15 years, that suddenly there's this mass immigration issue. And this is not just here. It's worldwide. This is all being pushed upon us. And, of course, those that are fighting back are those that are against the immigration. And, of course, they realize it by, as we've mentioned here on this network and everything, by the TV commercials that they no longer show a happy white or a happy black family or a happy Korean. They're all interbred, you know. I mean, they're destroying everything in our culture, our society. And, of course, the morals, they were the ones that were the first to go.
Yeah, absolutely. But I wanted to say something. I'm going to say something before I let you go. I'm through with Donald Trump, and I'm through with politics. And I believe that when people agree with what I just said, that they stop thinking about politics, the faster they'll be able to get together with one another, with whatever race or religion they are right now here, the faster people will be able to get together and forget about the government. We need to cut ourselves off now.
Right.
And then,
well, like I said, that was the indoctrination.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's inculcated into you from a youth up that you do everything the country wants, its goals and everything, and that's why the military is sent out there and you take one for the team, and then you realize why these boys are coming home, because they realize it was morally wrong. And that's why I say the only way to fix things in this country, and again, even if Trump wanted to make this country great again, you can't fix anything until you bring back its morals, establish its morality.
Absolutely. I mean, if the morality is not there, forget about the Constitution.
Yeah.
Forget about it. It's not even worth your time studying being a constitutional scholar if the morality does not exist. That's what people don't get. They keep arguing making these stupid constitutional legal arguments, but if the morality is not there, what point is there in talking about the Constitution? It's ridiculous.
And also, there's a racism portion here, too, there, Dave. It's like the hoopla about this Jewish synagogue that had the shooting where suddenly American law enforcement went into the building, whereas in other places they stand down over in Florida, Parkland and stuff.
Right.
But there's absolute silence when a Muslim mosque is hit over there in I believe it was Iraq, and 300 people were killed at once. But see, this is the cheapness and morality to where some people's lives matter and others don't. If it's a gay nightclub in Florida, oh, my God, the shock and horror. You know, but if it's a family sitting there eating dinner and, they get wiped out, and they're just called collateral damage. And move along, nothing to see here. Keep moving.
I literally witnessed a naked gay parade where there are hundreds of naked men being escorted by the police on their bicycles.
Sure.
I'm thinking to myself, isn't this public obscenity?
Haven't you seen the patrol cars with the rainbows and stuff on them?
But for some reason, the gays get a free pass to ride naked out in the street, and they're escorted by the police. I'm just thinking, what is going on here?
Yeah.
It's just like this whole thing is haywire.
Yep, it is. The Bible says that having lost of all moral sense, God turned them over to their own destruction, basically. So that's the way I look at morality. So anyway, I got to cut you loose there, Dave, but you have a good one, okay?
All right, take care. Yep.
All right, my best to you there. Chance in West Virginia. Good evening, Chance.
Yes, hello, Mr. Rogers. I agree with your last caller. This wall is a big diversion. There's so many other ways to keep these people from coming into this country. Mines, armed troops. Remember when the troops fired rubber bullets at these illegal immigrants trying to come into the country?
Mm-hmm.
The communists started shouting, oh, that's immoral, that's immoral. But they have no problem with
Israel.
French soldiers, soldiers firing live rounds at protesters, at French
blowing
citizens.
Blowing their hands off.
Yep. And another thing, and if they don't want to go that route, there's always another more humane route, and that is they have so many weapons to break up peaceful protests. Microwave weapons that burn your skin, I forget what they're called, that cause pain to your body to where you'll turn around and retreat.
Right.
There are so many other methods to stop this invasion.
Yeah, my thesis on was that DARPA has built all that stuff to use on us. Why don't they turn around and use it on someone else?
Exactly. It tends to make me think that all these weapons are not for these people. They're for us.
Right.
They're being saved for us. And you know, when are people going to wake up to this?
That's what I said. It's not the wall that bothers me there, Chase. It's the lid. When are they going to appropriate the funds to put the lid over the whole thing and just let us kill each other or something like that? This is a depopulation agenda, as Patty would bring out.
Of course it is. It's to let the immorality run wild and overtake the country to the point where total chaos ensues, and then turn around and use any type of weapon on the citizens, law-abiding citizens. When they get fed up and say enough is enough, this is what's planned. Just look at France. Nobody's complaining about live. Just look at France. Nobody's complaining about live rounds being shot at these people.
Yeah.
But over here, you fire rubber bullets at people trying to invade the country. Oh, that's immoral. That's immoral.
Yep.
I mean, this is so crazy. And what your previous caller said, too, I cannot believe rainbows on police cars.
No, I said that. Yeah. California's actually got patrol cars there that actually have rainbow paint jobs on them.
Is this what we've come to in this country? This is very frightening.
Yeah.
It's in the book. It's in the book.
Photos, Chance, of U.S. Marines. I think it's Marines. I'm not too sure of the uniform there, but all dressed in pink, the transgenderism, the cops over there in Britain wearing red high-heeled shoes. I mean, they've lost it.
And we're looked at as the enemy. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
This is pathetic. Oh, well. I'm glad you're feeling a little better, Mr. Rogers. God bless and take care now.
All right. Yeah, my best to you. Okay, you have a good evening there. Thanks for calling in. All right, we'll get back to some news here. As I mentioned here, my daughter just sent me a thing here. It says, 11-year-old student arrested after not standing for Pledge of Allegiance. This is how ridiculous as things are getting here. Anyway. To me, as I say, with all these politicians, this wall stuff, whatever, like it's like fishing. You ever go out fishing there, you catch a fish, you throw it on the bank there and just watch it flip around and stuff like that until if you get unlucky there, it flips right back in the water, you're losing there. But politicians are constantly flip-flopping around like that. They say one thing one time, and again, we're back to the same courtroom scene. If they've said one lie, you might as well just throw out everything they've said because politicians lie. And, of course, the media is completely sanitized, as I mentioned here. They don't want you to see what your tax dollars have done. just as we mentioned here with the border and shooting people and stuff, Israel shoots off the limbs of Palestinians. And, of course, at least you can't say that Israel killed 50 in Gaza today. They just wounded them, you know. However, if one Jew is injured, God, it's full court press. The fact is we have radical Christians running the United States foreign policy on behalf of the fake Jews over there in Israel and the corporations and, of course, its military, who are imposing their beliefs. And I read you that thing last week about the fact is if you had a Jehovah's Witness show up at your door on a Saturday when you thought you could sleep in, and they start teleporting their mental controls of their doctrine into you, and do you have the right to slam the door on them and say, hey, get the F off my porch? Well, a lot of people would say yes, but see, now they're passing laws in this country to where we can't even criticize Israel. I mean, this goes to show you exactly what's going on here. Of course, I mean, who's behind a lot of this? Just like that caravan, all those trucks that had those Zionist stars on them. Anyone can search Israeli arms to Honduras. People are being driven. The video on YouTube called Zionist Jews Admit That Immigration's Number One on Their Agenda. Again, always play both sides of the field or the game. That way you can't lose. So, these are those like Pence and others, through their evangelical, Pompeo's the same, that are imposing their beliefs on 330,000 Americans and their vassal states as they hold hostage to their Ponzi financial extortion, you know, via these sanctions there, that perhaps we as Americans have watched, as I mentioned, the Iraqi women who screamed as their 500,000 children died by a slow starvation, that we might actually feel different, but they're not going to cover that on the media. They might, in a way, about, oh, Saddam's allowing his people to starve. Remember, the U.S. cut off Saddam's oil sales until finally he sold oil for food in the euro. A month later, he was bombed. This is how it works. And, of course, you know, you're supposed to be patriotic and support this mass genocide in the world because all those CEOs at Chevron, BP, Halliburton, and others need to make their millions in bonus pay. The people don't make it, but the CEOs do. This is all that oligarchy we see today. And if Trump wants to support this great militarization, why don't he get all these Rand and those guys to build the so-called minefields across the southern border and stuff? And I have nothing against Hispanics or anything like that. A lot of them are good, hard workers and stuff. But you have to realize, if it wasn't for the U.S. fueled drug wars down through Mexico and other areas, a lot of people would not be moving. So, I mean, what would make people move? That's it. To me, that's like asking someone about Libya. Why would someone jump into a rickety old boat to go out to sea there and have that thing collapse and have 200-some-odd people drowned on it when the land that they were on should have been perfectly free? I mean, or fine to live on. But again, we're back to these corporate wars and stealing of wealth, gold, whatever. Like Yemen. Yemen's got some of the best coffee in the world. You got to pay $25 a cup for it down there in California. I mean, it's all commerce-based. Inasmuch as a cop that pulls you over because your tinted windows on your vehicle are too dark, yet the prowler car he's using has tinted windows that you can't even see in, but he's a cop. There's so much doublespeak and everything. So anyway, for most of us as Christians, we know that Christ called out those who oppressed the people and who were allegedly their leaders, both in government and in the churches. And of course, today, I guess this is called heresy, you know. Or perhaps by even our knowing that something is wrong or evil, that we would divest from the same. And, of course, if you see something that, say, Israel's doing or Saudi Arabia's doing, and you decide that you're not going to do business with people like that, well, they make laws to make it so that you have to. I really extend the offer to you to search for videos of Raqqa over there and see the destruction that the Western powers have done over there. If you were to take those color images and use your image program and turn them into black and white, it would look like a scene from World War II. which was just like most of the cities across Europe there. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, everyone. You're rejoining On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana, and it's 21.2 degrees out. I had took a picture of the snow this morning, beautiful snow that one car looked like it was buried there. Anyway, you know what gets me is the inundation of appealing to our so-called humanity, like all these ads. Like I say, I don't watch much TV, but when I do, it's like we're supposed to feel just so sorry for those poor people over in Yemen. And I realized again, like I've said before, if you only just sent $19 a month or just a mere 61 cents a day, you could help. No, you could help by having your government stop sending the arms to Saudi Arabia to bomb those people in the first place. But then you'd have someone like Wolf Blitzer talk about, with Rand Paul there, that the jobs in the arms industry are far more important than human lives. Anyway, that doesn't really bother you or get to your heart there, that perhaps maybe you should, some other distraction, like look at some guy's carnage of shooting some endangered elephant or a tiger. Maybe that's more important to you. Or perhaps Amazon has some nifty strap-on, so you can go out there and save a damn tree and pin yourself to it, you know. I mean, this is the total diversions that people are going through. And I actually wonder, can't people actually see what's going on? It's just a constant distraction. Anyway, I've been watching some funny videos lately. These bait trucks, these are really funny. Or their car, too. But what gets me is there's over 20 million packages stolen, and even Amazon's getting into the so-called security stuff there. But these are stolen off the porches of American homes, not only here, but in Britain and everything else like that. But it's costing billions of dollars in theft. But in these, you would... with all the billions of dollars, and I'm not light on that, but billions of dollars that Americans spend on home security services like ADT and now cameras and which alert your cell phones, and they bring up a video and all that crap. You can see what's going on at your house from while you're at work and everything like that. Anyway, these kids and stuff have been setting up these little bait trucks and stuff, and they take these people through a wonderful ride in the back of a truck and even play loud sounds like a freight train is going, and they're saying, "We're stuck on the railroad tracks." And this guy is basically crapping bricks in his pants. You're just thinking the train's going to hit that truck in any second there. But anyway, those guys jump out and they, "Oh, I'm sorry," or they just take off like mad. You know, "I'll never steal again." But anyway, so you'd think that'd be it. But anyway, they take these videos and stuff down to their local police, and the police say, "Hey, well, there's nothing we can really do about it." Okay. However, down in California, that's quite a bit different. The police have gotten into this racket by placing their own packages to be stolen with, of course, their GPS in it. And, of course, we know that the police have really good GPS. They can go through all these fusion centers and have access to all these wonderful satellites and stuff. But anyway, but they do something different with their packages. In their packages, they're inflating the value by putting something high dollar in there, like it could be an iPhone or something like that, anything to drive the so-called merit point up to a felony conviction for the theft of that package. I wouldn't doubt they probably put child porn in there and the recipient was caught with child porn. I mean, do you see how the entrapment works here? But I mean, they are strip mining every single dime people have in this country here. They can't fight crime ahead of time really like that. Kind of like that Minority Report. And if you saw Deja Vu, with what's his name in it? He said, as a cop, he says, "For once, I'd like to catch the criminal before the crime." And of course, that's what they're actually working towards, is all this technology and stuff, facial recognition. I watched a video where those little squares that appear on your screen and stuff, that there's a separate program for each one of those little squares. And as a crowd is walking like that, that little square can individually pinpoint who it is and even read gender and everything. And there's a couple noted stories here that I wanted to say. One was in Japan about how when kids walk up to or when a party walks up to a certain area, the device scans their face, looks at their age, gender, and like that, and then they have all their targeted information put before them, whether it's in beverages, news, or whatever might interest that type of age group. And that might sound fairly good there. A video I was watching from Japan was kind of sad there. Just a little over 70% of the 18 to 32, I think it was, males in that range are lonely and have no partners whatsoever. And so, like Star Trek, they have these little hologram type things that wake them up in the morning. Now, bear with me on this one. And of course, they can say basically, "Computer, what's the weather?" Whatever like that. Anyway, I'll finish this up here because this is kind of an interesting story here. So, anyway, we'll be right back right after this commercial here. 1-800-313-9443. Stand by. We'll be right back. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is
is all you get. And you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back to everyone to RBN here. This is Keith Rogers with On Frequency here. I finished up the story and I'll pick up Tom down in Utah there. But anyway, so anyway, these guys over the youth and everything like that in Japan, they're lonely. They have no affiliation to any male or female partners or anything like that. They're just basically kind of like loners or like that. So they wake up, they're greeted by like what these holograms that you'd see like on Star Trek and stuff, and it talks to them. It can tell them the weather, the news, and they do it with this type of Alexa type system there where they ask it questions and everything, and it responds to them, and I guess you can customize it and personalize it, you know, like, hi Dave, good morning, or whatever like that, you know. So anyway, the loneliness is so such an issue there, which of course means that the population rate, which actually would be lowering, which means that Japan, which would need that future generation to pay its debts and stuff through taxes, whatever like that. But anyway, that they even put an app on the phone, a downloadable app there, so that if you're lonely, you can use your app to call home to your own little hologram and have a talk with your hologram to let them know that you're feeling lonely, or let this device, like Alexa type thing, know that you're lonely. And the device will encourage you throughout the day. I mean, this is how low society has sunk to where social media has actually replaced human interaction. That's sad. Tom, down in Utah. Good evening, Tom.
Hi, Keith. This is your cousin, Tom Rogers, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were just talking about entrapment, and I've, since 2001, that's all I've dealt with is taking people out of entrapment. It's just pretty sad. In fact, my daughter and my son-in-law were out at a shopping mall as the mall was all closing down, and there was a bicycle sitting out in the rack, and my daughter and my wife was with them. And they said, "Oh, somebody's left their bicycle here. If it stays here, somebody will probably steal it through the night." So they grabbed the bike, rolled it over to my house, which is only half a block away from the mall, anticipating that they were going to call the police in the morning. Well, this is about midnight that they came with this bicycle, and they put it out in the front yard or on the front porch where it's visible, right? But, of course, it's deep in our property, so they said, "Well, we'll have it visible, so it's not going to look like we're trying to hide it and steal it." But anyway, around 2 o'clock in the morning, we were sleeping soundly, and there were red lights in our driveway, and the cops banging on our door, and they said, "We come to arrest you for the theft of this bicycle." And my daughter got up and said, "Wait a minute, we were going to call you in the morning, but we didn't want to call in the middle of the night, you know." But in the process, they still got fined $1,000. They were incarcerated. My daughter and son-in-law were incarcerated for a couple of days until we could arrange to get them bonded out and then pay a fine. And even though we said we were just trying to protect that bike, you know, they said, "Well, that's one of our plants." And I said, "Oh, so that's entrapment." And they got really nervous, but they would not back away. So anyway, you're right. There is a lot of schemes that are designed to bring in money.
It's a concerted effort to do that, to entrap people, regardless. And, you know, you can laugh about, like, smoking a bandit of Jackie Gleason sitting behind a billboard or something like that. Say, "Well, that's entrapment." Well, no, it isn't, because the speed limit's posted. But, you know, these are all things. And like I mentioned, I had that talk with one of, I won't say which department it was, but he admitted that there's a quota system. The only way that he can get advancements up through his department there is he has to have so many DUIs and stuff. And of course, this is where people will sit there and stalk, sitting outside of a bar room or something like that. And if a guy looks just a little bit tipsy like that, they go pull him over like that, you know.
Well, I have a case, if you're curious, going to gassingutah.com, where I kept a guy from having to, they were going to make a $20 million award, not what do you call it, settlement from this guy, but I used my scientific skills, proved his innocence. So, you know, I just figured out it's about the money. In fact, right now I'm working on a case. If you go to meadowsfire.com, you can see I'm trying to protect the man who is charged with arson. And we've been working on this case for 9 months. 9 months, and the city has not provided their, quote, incriminating evidence. Now, who gets paid over the 9 months?
Sure.
The defense, the judge, the lawyers, the only losers are the victim.
Tom, what's that clause about a speedy trial, a right to a speedy trial?
Yeah, is that in the Constitution?
I believe it is part of your constitutional rights.
Oh, do we have a Constitution that's operative? I'm being sarcastic.
It's getting to the point anymore, Tom, that even flushing your toilet, you got to wonder if it affects Israel.
Yeah, see, we're out 9 months. And the city, I'm going to tell you, Bountiful City over here has not provided us with the, quote, incriminating evidence. And by law, they're supposed to do that. Right?
Right.
And so I have exculpatory evidence, but I don't have anything that they claim proves the man's guilt. But anyway.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in one of those videos, it shows they even have bikes that are wired up electronically with tasers. So there's people jump on them and they start riding away. They sit there and they remotely call. And these are usually just prank kids doing this stuff. They're just for fun like that. But they call their little device, which rings a taser like that and shocks them right in the genitals like that. Boy, you talk about ditching a bike real fast. But some of those, I know you're limited on your... You're limited on vision there, but these are, some of these videos are kind of cute to watch.
Is that what happened with Bruce Jenner?
There was a joke about that, but I forget what it is, but it had something to do about he didn't have the balls to do it or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just so, frustrated. With it. You know, I've been involved in a dozen cases and all along, they are dragging things out. You know, even though you prevail in the end, but in the meantime, it's been such a drain on your resources that, you know, I figured it out. They want to wear you out and bleed you out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I actually think that too. Here, with all the medical problems I'm having, other people I know that are involved in so-called activism and stuff that. They keep having long, drawn-out health problems. And like Goldman Sachs said, is there any profit in curing disease? You know, they can draw these things out as much as they want. And of course, the patient suffers. And, of course, then they – oh, I got another story here about another opiate scam going on here. But, I mean, they do all this to heighten all the issues like that to make countless billions. Like that Trudeau family, that Jewish family that was behind the opiate crisis that killed 400,000 Americans between 99 and 2017. Now they're getting into the addiction portion of it. But you have to think of the countless billions of dollars that people, you know, in these drug interdiction programs, like, you know, that they sent their people, friends or family to a hospital, to an overdose center. The countless other drugs used in treatment for withdrawal and stuff. I mean, it's a money market thing, you know. And that's why whenever I watch these old shows like Perry Mason, you'll hear someone, well, Jim just got back from his therapist. It's because people used to talk to one another. Now they sit behind social media and you send a message to someone and wait 2 hours to finally get just a okay printed on your screen. Okay what, you know? So then you got to send another text, wait another 20, 30 minutes to finally get another reply, or maybe next morning, other than people just picking up their phone and just calling and saying, hey, what are you doing, Jim? You know, they don't do it anymore. Send me a text.
Well, good thing with me is since I was readjusted in Washington, D.C., I don't have the ability to text anybody. So I say, you want to communicate with me, you got to do it voice. Eyeball to eyeball, so to speak.
Yeah, and again, Art, I think we're back. It's not Art, Tom. I think we're back on morality here. That's why people prefer to text us, because it's private. If you call people, it's because of their sordid lifestyles and stuff nowadays. You can't say, like, hey, Jim, what are you doing? Well, my boyfriend and I are just going out. You know, it's like, you don't want to say that, you know. Like when I talk to people, they say, what's that noise in the background? So I don't know. I have you on speakerphone. This is speakerphone. I have nothing to hide. I'm going to stick this cell phone up next to my head. I've been in radio for 40 years. Why the hell would I put a damn transmitter up next to my head?
Well,
if you got something, you know, if they have something they don't want heard, well, then they should send me the text.
Well, see, the nice thing about text, though, it's a permanent record.
That's right, yeah.
Right now, this gentleman I'm trying to protect, you know, like I say, he was accused of arson, but I have absolute proof that he didn't. So he's been getting text messages from his enemies, you know, his accusers. And I said, save every text.
That's witness tampering, isn't it?
That's witness tampering. Oh, yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you get bored or if anybody out there listening, RBN, that has any experience in combustion dynamics, I invite you to go into meadowsfire.com. Well, you know, I've been doing battle for, you said it's 22 degrees up where you're at right now?
21.
21 degrees, okay, give or take a degree.
Yeah.
You know, I've been worried about my Native Americans up there living in the trailers. And so if you have any, I just got two more reports of deaths, you know, based upon that federally created error. So anyway, just wanted to let you know about that. But
yeah, I think we're going to have another one here too. But this, remember the 2011 spring thaw that did all that flooding here? We got all this snow across Washington State, Montana, North Dakota. I think we're getting set up for another big, huge thaw here, that, especially out of Canada, where all these spring waters are going to cause a massive flooding again this year.
Well, anyway, anybody listening that lives in a mobile or manufactured home or knows or cares about someone who does, make sure you're aware of that problem. The feds have done nothing. And like I say, every case I get entangled in, they drag it out and drag it out, and so they bleed you out. And I figure what they want to do is never be liable for anything that they've
done. That's right. And, of course, and like I said, with the corporation side of it like that, you have all your treatments going back and forth to doctors to do different tests to find out what's wrong with you and stuff. The tests aren't cheap. I mean, this is how they do that.
Well, I don't want to tell you how to cure your own diabetes.
Yeah.
I just was giving a protocol to a lady today. She's got a son who's a diabetic, you know, going through ketosis and ready for dialysis right now, and he's only 34. Jeez. I said, does he have children? Yes. Well, who's going to take care of the children when he dies? Because by the time you're at dialysis, you've got about 5 years at the best.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right.
But anyway, they don't want to tell you. That's one of the reasons why I left medicine back in the 70s when we started to feel the whole program go from evidence-based medicine to profiteering.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, Tom, I got to cut you loose here. I got another caller down there, so I want to get to him here too. But, hey, I do appreciate you calling in, though, as always, okay?
Okay, take a look at that, meadowsfire.com.
Okay, I will. Yeah, no problem, okay?
Got that Meadows? Like
yeah, Meadowsfire.
Meadowsfire.com.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm just
now
starting on it.
All right, thanks. You have a good one, okay, Tom?
Thanks.
All right, Mark in Philadelphia, over there in the city of brotherly love, I think it is.
Hello, Keith, how are you doing?
Oh, hanging in there, still fighting all of my health problems, but how you been doing?
In this democratically controlled area, I'm doing okay, I guess. Anyway, I wanted to, people are still dumbfounded about what's going on, and isn't that crazy, and why would they do this, and why would they do that? If you go deep down the rabbit hole and you start connecting the dots, you have to be really committed to the truth.
Right.
Now, the challenge with the truth is it's a very sharp sword. And a lot of people, when they don't want to handle the truth because it's too sharp for them and they're afraid to get cut. But the reality is if you deal with the truth, the real truth, you're going to get cut. It's going to cut deep, and it might even scare you. It might shock you. It might make you angry, pissed off. Because we've been lied to forever. We've been lied to for a long time, multiple generations. And I just recently watched this series. It's on YouTube for free. If you buy it, it's $150. It's called Europa, Last Battle. Have you seen this?
I've heard of it. I think I've seen it somewhere, too, but I may have watched it.
Well, there's like 10, there's 10 episodes on YouTube, and I encourage everybody that's listening there now, and if you haven't watched the whole thing, Keith,
I may have watched one episode of it. I came in on like on the third or something like that episode.
Okay, well, I would watch it from the beginning because it will give you details that some of these other documentaries have missed. The Greatest Story Never Told was incredibly revealing about Hitler's life. Mm-hmm. Hellstorm was incredibly revealing about what happened with Dresden and the bombing of Dresden. And there's some details in those that are really incredibly daunting and challenging and make you really upset. But this Europa is even more incredibly revealing. There's more details there that really bring it together.
All right.
But you got to watch the whole. You got to watch the whole thing.
All right.
Anyway,
I have a break coming up here, and I'm gonna have to cut you off after that. There, but go ahead and hurry up and say what you want else. Okay.
Okay. So anyway, I wanted to encourage you with that, but this is a design. It's been long. It was long in the planning, and it's been long in the implementation. Little by little by little. If you want to call it what it is, it's evil. Okay, whatever form it is, it's eroding good what good people stand for and the good of life and compassion, love, inspiration, creativity, all the positives. All this stuff is designed to take us down little by little and destroy positiveness. You know. So anyway, and we already know that, but anyway,
yeah. Well, they're pushing their one world order, their God. So, I mean, that's what they want, is this utopian society there. But anyway, I appreciate you calling in, okay, Mark?
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
All right, have a good one. Right after the break here, I'm going to have Kenneth play a video here. And this is over in the UK. Yeah, this is a UK yellow vest. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to have Kenneth go ahead and play that clip there. And you're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here. I'm running out of time here, but I've got another five pages of stuff here. But Kenneth, go ahead and play that for me, please.
So don't pick on your own people, please. We want you on our side. We are working class, like most of you.
Now go on.
We are working class, like most of you. Don't turn on your own people. Do the moral thing. You know you're having a huge.
Okay, that's the yellow vest over there in the UK. And of course, this is one of the protesters there that is telling the police not to turn on him. And this is what's important to realize is that when people are protesting, law enforcement stuff today don't understand a lot of this because they work for the state. They're there for crowd control and everything like that. And, of course, there's your agent provocateurs that try to get things going. And this is why it's so important to let people know that we're all in this together, and that today the society they're building today is going to affect their children that they're going to have to live in, whether it's the fascism, tyranny, and stuff. And so it's important to impart that. I just sent this little clip over there to the chat room there about to destroy a country, you must first fatten up your enemy, poison them with pharmaceuticals, add fluoride to their water, dumb them down with schooling, spray them with barium and lithium, etc., feminize the men, propagandize, make laws to take away their weapons, and then slowly militarize the police. And this is what we're seeing there. And on that same note, the length of the day now is 10 hours and 23 minutes, unless you live in Washington, D.C., where it's always dark. Anyway, the constant hype on Russia is continuing. Right now it says, if you want to look for a rich person, look for the lemons. I read this story. I couldn't believe it. It goes on to talk about fresh fruit has been a status symbol this is why a lot of people I know can't eat fresh fruit, is because there's no money. But, of course, they want to demonize Russia by this. You can tell the lemons are from Russia, but the real lemons there. That's from Forbes magazine, by the way. There's that other story I want to get to before the end of the show here, where employees at a drug company accused of bribing doctors wrapped and danced around a person dressed as a bottle of highly addictive fentanyl spray in a video meant to motivate sales reps to push the drug. The video was shown to jurors this week in the closely watched trial in Boston, where this wealthy Insys Therapeutics, Inc., founder John Kapoor, and four other one-time executives, including a former exotic dancer who the prosecutors say was hired as a regional sales manager, even though she had no pharmaceutical experience. They were all charged with scheming to pay doctors bribes and kickbacks in exchange for prescriptions of the opiate meant for cancer patients with severe pain, OxyContin, of course. Kapoor and the other former executives of the Chandler, Arizona-based company have all denied the wrongdoing, of course. Excuse me. The opiate and drugs is not coming all across from the border here. It's all domestically done. And this is what's important to know. Anyway, we're at the end of the show here. I do thank all the callers and listeners out there, and especially Kenneth in the control for pitching the dials down there. Doug Black, radio should be up next here. Stay tuned next week here, and probably have information there. I'll share these other articles, Patty. But good evening to you all, and thank you for tuning in. Good night.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic.